Tuesday's vote by the Florida cabinet marks the first time the state has zoned a large area for oyster farming, 70 acres of Wakulla County's Oyster Bay. Of 38 plots available, just under half have been leased for the next decade to hopeful farmers.
It gives them an opportunity to make some business plans.
State Aquaculture Division Director Cal Knickerbocker says the oyster farming area southeast of the town of Panacea will provide jobs for area residents, and it should help the wild oyster population rebound after years of over-harvesting and adverse water conditions.
17 people that received permission to move forward today, instead of them being out there harvesting from the wild, now they're going to be culturing a crop of their own.
The state has reserved 10 of the oyster plots for the inaugural graduating class of the Tallahassee Community College Wakulla Environmental Institute.
The first set of oysters are about to be put into the water.
Institute Executive Director Bob Ballard says the recently trained oyster farmers will grow a million oysters between them, and each oyster filters and cleans 14 gallons of water every day.
That's an amazing amount of water, and as far as environmentally friendly, it doesn't get much more environmentally friendly than this.
And Ballard says there's another benefit expected from the oyster farms, this one for fishermen. Oysters growing in cages are known to attract fish and shrimp. So he says Oyster Bay should soon become a more popular place to drop a line. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.